Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Richard Salzman, who sued the city of Arcata over its panhandling ordinance, has won in court. Judge Dale Reinholson declared the ordinance largely unconstitutional, and Salzman released a statement to the Arcata Eye announcing his court victory. Salzman's statement reads in part, "I think it's important for people to consider that if you believe in the protection of free speech and in defending our Bill of Rights, then you need to be willing to defend the rights of people you don't agree with or find annoying." Salzman filed the lawsuit after the City Council approved the panhandling ordinance that would have placed severe restrictions on when and where panhandlers could stand or solicit within the city. The Arcata City Council voted unanimously to endorse two ballot measures that will generate funds for Arcata Elementary School. Measures E and F will be on the November ballot. Measure E will impose a $49 parcel tax for 5 years, and that money will be used to fund school nurse programs, reduce class sizes, maintain or expand art, music, and dance classes, and address student safety concerns. Measure F is a $7 million bond that will be used to upgrade and renovate classrooms, install solar panels to reduce energy costs, make health and safety improvements to equipment, improve student access to modern technology, and replace an aging plumbing system. Arcata voters will decide the fate of the two measures at the ballot box. The southbound lanes of Highway 101 were shut down for several hours this morning after a collision between a Toyota Camry and a tractor-trailer. The truck was entering traffic on South Scotia Road in an attempt to get to the northbound 101 when the Camry, driven by 21-year-old Kenya Emery of Tempe, Arizona, struck the trailer broadside on. The force of the collision left Emery trapped in her vehicle, and firefighters were forced to extricate her. Emery was transported to the hospital for treatment of major injuries. The driver of the truck was uninjured. The southbound lanes were closed for more than an hour, and traffic was detoured into the northbound lanes until wreckage was cleared. The sheriff's office is continuing its search for a missing Big Lagoon woman, Kathy Gilliam, who was last seen in Grants Pass, Oregon in June. Gilliam left Grants Pass to return home but never made it, and her family filed a missing persons report. Sheriff's investigators have made her case a high-priority one, and anyone with information about Gilliam is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man.
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This past summer saw an increase in both traffic collisions and traffic fatalities in Humboldt County. Anthony Mantova has more.
The recent summer has shown an increase in traffic collisions. That's according to CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. You know, this summer we've seen a spike in traffic collisions, and so that's been keeping us busy during the summer months. We're starting to see it trickle down now, which is good for us.
Harvey is not exactly sure what is to blame for the collisions.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if there was more traffic on the road or what caused the spike in traffic collisions. But, for example, in the month of August, last year in 2011, we had 29 crashes for August. This year we had 61 total crashes.
Harvey is the public information officer for Southern Humboldt County at the Garberville office.
And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.